Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 15 of the Cheap Pop Podcast over here on CheapPop.net. I'm Nick, and I'm here once again with Perry.
Yeah.
And we are here to talk some more wrestling again. We're going to go down a Raw recap. We're going to give you our predictions for this Sunday's pay-per-view, WWE Payback. And we got some news articles to go over, including stuff with Paul Heyman, some stuff about Vince McMahon getting pissed off, what else is new, and losing his cool backstage, and some other various news and little news bites to go over. But before all that, if you're looking around right now, if it's not up by now, it will be in a few hours after this is posted, but it should be up by the time it's posted, you will see that the website looks a little bit different. That is the new layout that is up on the site. This is one I've been talking about for a while that I've been working on since, like, we started the site. The layout that you see now, that's just a placeholder layout. That was just put up there as just, you know, because I needed a layout. It's very simple. It's one page. It just has the post, a little slider at the top. And I thought it was pretty good just for, you know, temporary. But that's all it was meant to be, is temporary. But now with this, it's, you know, there's more sections, and it's still a work in progress. So don't, if some links don't work or whatever, they will be fixed immediately. And also you might notice above this, above the streaming player on the website, if you're listening to this on the website, you will see a banner ad for our very first sponsor, which is audible.com. And, I'm going to go down the rundown of Audible next week, but once I get all the details and everything settled, once they email them to me, but they did email me the banners. So, click on the banners and, sign up to Audible. You can sign up for a free trial. I mean, you can listen to over like 15,000 audiobooks over on Audible. It's a great service. I've used it before on my phone. It's awesome. You can use it on your Android, your iPhone, your iPad, Android, tablet, wherever. And it's a great service. So you go over there, click on the banner up top above this, and yeah, sign up. And if you sign up through that banner, it helps. It gives a little kickback to the show. So We're broke, so help us out. But anyway, that's the little sponsorship thing going on there, and we'll have more info about that next week. But now, let's jump right into the Raw recap. Perry did not see Raw.
I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, and so, again, this, like the last few weeks or whatever, but I mean, Perry saw Raw the last few weeks, but the few weeks, like the weeks he didn't see Raw before, it'll be mostly me going over, you know, what happened, and Perry just giving him a little, you know, info about that. Raw started off with Curtis Axel versus Triple H, what we thought was going to be Curtis Axel versus Triple H. The match started out as normal. They, you know, had a little back and forth going on, and after a minute, Vince McMahon came down the ringside and ordered the timekeeper to ring the bell, proclaiming the disqualification victory for Axel. And when Vince left, Triple H ordered the timekeeper to restart the match. So Curtis Axel versus Triple H restarted, same as before. Vince declared the match a forfeit this time, walked down, told the timekeeper to ring the bell, and gave the victory to Axel. So now Paul Heyman is saying that, you know, Curtis Axel is now 3-0 against Triple H. So then Triple H once again restarted the match, and this time he said it's a 60-minute Iron Man match. That went to a no contest when Vince returned, when he stole the ring bell from the timekeeper and Justin Roberts' microphone and ran to the back. And that was that, the opening segment, and Triple H was pissed off, and Curtis Axel and Heyman left. So, but yeah, that's how it started. I thought it was a funny segment, but still it did nothing to help Curtis Axel at all. I don't know what their point of it is, and we'll get to Axel a little bit later in the Raw recap. We'll mention him again, but yeah, that was the beginning of Raw. It was a little weird.
Do they want this guy to get over?
I don't know.
He seems to be a pawn in Triple H's new storyline.
I mean, you would think they do, because
he's not even the main villain. The main villain's Vince.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but anyway, next was a very good match. It was Kane versus Dean Ambrose in a non-title match. Kane went for the chokeslam on Ambrose towards the end, but the other members of the Shield ran in to cause a disqualification. Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan made the save for Kane. That set up a WWE app vote to decide which member of the Shield would face Daniel Bryan later that night. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah, Kane versus Dean Ambrose was a good match, and we'll get to more about them in a little bit as well. But yeah, the next up was...
Hello, Ambrose!
Yes, hello, Ambrose. the next matchup was Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns. The next, you know, key matchup that I'm talking about here. Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns was, you know, Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns. Okay.
I thought you said Randall versus Roman Reigns.
No. the ref called off the match. It was a decent match going in, but the ref called off the match due to interference from both Seth Rollins and Daniel Bryan, and that literally led directly into the Daniel Bryan Seth Rollins match, which was voted for by the people. And this match was amazing. Daniel Bryan for Seth Rollins was an amazing, 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 amazing match. It was just, it was everything that it was supposed to be. I mean, just great back and forth action, just great spots. I mean, these guys, they used to work together in Ring of Honor. I think they worked together before Ring of Honor. So, I mean, they know each other like the back of their hand. It was just great stuff. And I can't wait to see more singles competition from them in the future. Bryan got the win after a long back and forth match. He got a win with a small package. After the match, as the Shield were about to team up on Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton prevented the Shield from doing so. After this, they made the match. It's going to be Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton teaming up to face the Shield for the tag titles. And Kane is going to get a U.S. title shot against Dean Ambrose at Payback. And we'll get to those two matches a little bit later when we do our Payback predictions. But those were two new matches that were made at this week's Raw for Payback.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Okay.
What do you think Samoa Joe thinks right now?
Damn, I wish it was in WWE. he could be in on the whole Shield thing, honestly.
You know what, you know what's funny about Samoa Joe? You know the end of that movie Dodgeball?
Yeah.
When Ben Stiller is like 900 pounds. He's like, oh, I used to be skinny.
Yeah.
That's Samoa Joe right now. Oh, I used to mean something.
Oh, my God. The next big thing that happened that caught my interest, and we don't usually mention them here on the Cheap Pop Podcast, but it was a Diva segment. Caitlyn was out there to see who her secret admirer was. And as she's waiting in the ring, whose music hits? Biggie Langston.
Oh, God.
Biggie comes out in a, looks like a t-shirt from 1994, some dress pants on with a bouquet of flowers. He walks down to the ring, gets in, says that ever since they first met, he can never stop thinking about them.
Oh, wow.
Together and be brought to the flowers, pulled her close, leaned her back like he was going to kiss her, and then Langston proceeded to drop her to the mat, which brought out the true secret admirer, AJ Lee. And she proved that it was all a hoax, and she all did it to, you know, get back at Caitlyn. And AJ confronted Caitlyn about not having her back while men were using her last year, making her cry. Caitlyn slapped AJ in the face, but AJ skipped away laughing, and AJ cut a great promo.
Didn't AJ call her, like, a hillbilly, like, gets fat, and then she called her a cow?
Yeah, and I think she called her white trash, too.
Yeah.
No, AJ cut a really good promo. Like, her face, like, she plays the part perfect of a crazy fucking bitch. That is what she plays perfect. She plays it perfectly. She's unstable, and that's what, you know, she does it. The facial expressions, the stuff she does with her voice, how it changes octaves and everything is just, it's really good. And this was, I was like, wow, I actually kind of give a shit about a Divas, something with the Divas at all.
Well, here's the thing.
So
everyone likes AJ, nobody likes Caitlyn.
Yeah.
Caitlyn is just not, has no personality on the show.
Yeah, so, but anyway, we'll get more to that in our payback predictions. But,
horse pants.
But yeah, Stephanie McMahon then was trying to get, all night, she was trying to get Triple H and Vince McMahon to work out their differences, because Triple H is pissed off at him and Vince is pissed off at Triple H. And she tricked them into appearing in the same place at the same time under false pretenses. And they eventually hugged it out. And they made up. And no, that is not a joke. they literally, like, it was like a hug it out bro segment from, like,
you know,
Entourage.
This is why I hate them having kids. This is such bullshit. You know they're doing it because their kids are like, oh my god, that's cool.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so they... But, and that, now, apparently... According to what now, you know, Vince was saying in the segment, oh, Triple H, you don't, you know, Curtis Axel is a great up and comer and a competitor, but, you know, you're the COO. You don't need to be wrestling anymore. It's like, it's not worth it. It's not worth your health, blah, blah, blah. So then Triple H finally says, okay, you're right. I probably shouldn't be putting my health in jeopardy. I got too much to live for or whatever, and I'm not going to do it. And then after that, Vince is like, well, now that I think about it, I would like to see the match. And then Triple H is like, no, I'm agreeing with you. I'm not going to do the match. And Vince is like, no, you're going to do it next week. So I don't know if they're going to try it again next week. I don't know. But yeah, just they should just do it already and shut up about it. But anyway, now the final segment was a John Cena and Ryback face-to-face confrontation. And what they did here was they brought the Lumberjacks out to the ring that are going to be in the Lumberjack match on Sunday in one of the three stages of hell, and they brought them out there to keep them separated. Now, did you see this part or no, Perry?
Yo, problems again. It's my fault. I'm sorry. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
Carry on with Raw. It's still recording.
All right. But yeah, John Cena and Ryback had a face-to-face confrontation before the pay-per-view. And they, you know, they yelled at each other a lot, and, Ryback was down at the top of the ramp, and Cena was in the ring, and Ryback ran down, and the Lumberjacks tried separating them, and they both got in the ring, and they started brawling. They had a pretty decent tear-apart brawl, or pull-apart brawl, whatever you want to call it, at the end of the match, at the end of the night, and that's how Raw went off the air, with them being pulled apart. So they did a decent job here on this. I thought it was a decent go-home show of Raw. And it was a decent go home show for once. They actually did a decent job building up the pay per view and getting you interested in it. So yeah, definitely a decent episode of Raw, I think. But now what I want to transition into is WWE payback predictions.
Yeah, I thought Raw sucked.
Oh, you didn't? But even though you didn't see it?
Well, what you just said, yeah. I saw the Caitlyn thing. I saw that the next day on WWE.com.
Yeah, but...
But besides that, yeah, I didn't see anything. Because you know what? Why am I going to watch the same shit again? Even though I haven't been watching, I've just been hearing. But why would I even tune in to see Curtis Axel not even fight Triple H for the third or fourth week in a row?
Yeah.
Honestly.
But I just said for the go home, for our go home edition, it was decent, but
yeah, I guess so.
They did their job about, you know, getting you somewhat interested.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Their pay-per-view is not going to do good on Sunday because it's on Father's Day. Good call. I have a bunch of people coming here, and then I have to do stuff with my father-in-law, and I don't know if I'm going in the morning, the afternoon, or what, but that limits time there.
Yeah, it is an odd day to have it, but...
I would accept this, not accept, I would expect this from TNA.
All yeah, right? And no one will give a shit, so, like, you know, no one will give a shit about TNA.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know something. If TNA had a pay-per-view or not.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, good for them. So, yeah, let's do pay-per-view predictions, then we'll go back to TNA.
All right. So WWE Payback will be this Sunday. It will be in Chicago. And there's a pretty on paper it's a pretty decent card lined up. I mean, I don't know how everything's going to plan out.
Yeah, the pay-per-view is not going to do good. Now blame Punk.
But anyway, the first match we'll talk about, we'll go from, like, you know, the bottom to the main events. The first match is the online pay-per-view pre-show, Sheamus versus Damian Sandow.
How did Sheamus get in the fucking
I don't know, pre-show? But they've been doing this thing with Sandow or whatever, so on Raw a little bit.
Wasn't Sandow, like, on the main roster last year? What the hell happened?
Yeah, I don't know, but
What does this guy do?
I don't really care, give a shit about this match, but I'll pick Sheamus.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. But anyway, that's gonna be the pre-show, and they'll probably do some other shit on there. But anyway, the next match that's up on here is the I don't know if it's gonna be one of the main events or not, but I just got it on the list here. It's the battle to determine the best in the world, CM Punk versus Chris Jericho. Which will probably be one of the matches of the night, I would think.
Come to think of it, Jericho always used to say, I'm the best in the world.
Yeah.
Back in WCW days.
Oh, yeah, no, he's been using it for a long time.
Yeah, he's been saying that shit for a long time.
And, but yeah, so this is going to be CM Punk's return match after being on off TV for almost, a month and a half, 2 months. So, it's going to be interesting to see what, help if Punk's a little rusty or not. Thank you for that. CM Punk, he probably won't be rusty at all, but it's going to be a good match. I mean, CM Punk and Jericho, they work well together. So,
CM Punk's getting new music.
I don't know. That's what I heard by Rancid.
A sample right here.
Oh. Oh, Jesus Christ. it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out. And a lot of people are still thinking that Punk won't show up. I don't know why. Or they're saying that
of people that are thinking that.
But it's stupid. They're gonna, you know, he's gonna be in the match. He'll come out. He'll get a huge reaction.
Maybe he shouldn't come out. Realize
that place will riot if he doesn't come out.
That's what I said. Yeah. I said they'll riot and they'll kill everybody in the ring.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. What if he doesn't show up? Like, I know he's booked to show up and everything, but what if he's like, you know what? It's Father's Day. I'm not gonna get fucking blamed for this pay-per-view. I'm just not gonna show up.
I doubt he'd do that. He's not. He's not an idiot. But yeah. So he'll be there. I mean, he's gonna. Now, what I could see happening is here. I think Punk will pick up the win. At first I was thinking Punk would pick
maybe
up the win.
Maybe Heyman's gonna screw Jericho, and Punk doesn't want him to do that. And then that's the
or. What I was thinking is Jericho might pick up the win because Heyman tried interfering and fucked it up for Punk. Then Punk turns on Heyman somehow, and, you know, because they've been talking about kind of separating them.
I don't think Punk is losing.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'll go with Punk. I'll be play it safe and go with Punk.
Yeah, me too.
But I wouldn't be surprised if the other scenario happened, but I'll go with Punk.
I think it's more likely my scenario.
Yeah.
Heyman will try to get Punk to win or help Punk win, and Punk's like, I got it, Paul. But it's just that Paul has been embroiled with this whole Jericho thing. At least the last time I saw it, he sat down with Jericho and signed the contract.
Yeah.
So.
Moving on. Next match on the card, it will be the U.S. title match. Dean Ambrose putting his title online against Kane. And these guys had a really good match on Raw. So I expect nothing less here. But Ambrose is picking up the victory. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
One of these guys joining the corporate ministry.
That would be interesting. Dean Ambrose, Kane should be a good match. I'm picking Ambrose to win, to retain.
Well, obviously, they're not going to take it off him that quick.
Yeah, the next is the tag team title match. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns putting their titles online against Bryan and Orton. Somebody on Bryan and Orton's turning heel.
Orton.
Orton. Because a lot of people were saying Bryan because he has to go in and feud against Cena, but I originally read it's going to be a babyface versus babyface feud, but I mean, so that's why a lot of people...
banging the same chick.
So. Yeah, pretty much.
Imagine if Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels had twins of Sonny. Shit. We probably wouldn't see a Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Screw job. Be a different type of screw job.
But yeah, but yeah, so somebody will turn heel here, and Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns will retain. So that's what I'm picking, is Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns to retain the titles.
What if like Orton and them don't turn, but the Shield beats Bryan, and then Orton tells Bryan the next night on Raw, you are the weak link. And then Bryan gets such in a huff that he fucking challenges Cena to the WWE title to prove he's not the weak link.
That could work.
I think it just cracked their storyline.
Yeah, that might be it.
Because they could turn Orton heel, but he's on fire right now as a face.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the kind of heat you want, to turn somebody heel.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, I think that would play more to Daniel Bryan's advantage.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But next up is the Intercontinental Championship match. Wade Barrett putting his title line against The Miz and Curtis Axel. And it's a triple threat match. Axel was added in to this match towards the end of Raw.
Miz and Wade Barrett will brawl outside the ring. They'll be counted out, and Axel will be awarded the Intercontinental Championship. Even though the rules are winning the belt by pin or submission.
Yeah.
They'll just give it to him. They'll be like,
that's what I was talking about earlier. I mean, I don't understand why they would have this guy literally do like nothing on Raw.
Hey, you know
for
what?
For 3 weeks and then put him in a title match.
You know what they could have him do?
What?
Remember how his father sang rap is crap?
Yeah.
You can have Curtis come out and say, Ryback is crap. Gets like a bunch of hicks, and they're like, Ryback.
Oh, God.
Crap. Forgot my own lines. I was going to say whack for a moment. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, my God. But, I don't know who to pick. I mean, I think
Axel's got to take it.
Yeah.
Because they got to push him. They're going to push him by not letting him win, but giving him titles.
Which is odd, but...
It's like, hey, they should have Axel and Cena for the title. Axel will just walk in the ring, and Cena will be like, I'm done. And the ref will give him the belt and be like, here's your new champion, Curtis Axel.
Yeah, the next match is the World Heavyweight Championship match. It will be Dolph Ziggler returning the ring to defend his title against Alberto Del Rio. And, I mean, it's obvious Ziggler's coming out with this. I don't think anybody expects anything different. It's going to be interesting to see how...
Yeah, but it's all played out, man.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how high-impact Ziggler is in this match, if he plays it safe or if he, you know, goes, you know, head-on.
Hey, let's talk about Swagger.
What about
that guy
Swagger?
Suspended? The guy hasn't been on TV or anything, right?
I think they have been putting on the TV. I remember hearing Zeb. Zeb was, like, doing commentary this week.
Really? On what?
Yeah.
Raw?
Yeah. During, like, Del Rio. Del Rio was having a match with somebody. I think it might have been Swagger.
Yeah, but Swagger wasn't on Raw, was he?
I don't think he was. Not that I remember.
Yeah, he's probably secretly suspended or something.
Let me check. Yeah, no, he wasn't on Raw. Zeb was. He was doing commentary during the Cesaro Sin Cara match, saying how Sin Cara is an illegal immigrant. I don't know. Maybe he might be secretly suspended.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
And sad part is no one even noticed.
Yeah, Vince was probably like, fuck you. You're out of here.
But anyway, yeah, Ziggler's retaining. And that's that. Now on to the main event, the Three Stages of Hell WWE Championship match. Cena putting his head on
line. Three Stages of Heaven.
Oh, heaven.
Yeah, it's PG, man. You can't say hell. It's heaven.
Well, they have Hell in the Cell, the pay-per-views, so...
Yeah, but that's different.
So, Three Stages of Hell, WWE Championship match, John Cena putting his title on against Ryback. Cena's probably going to pick up this win. No surprise, especially since they want to do Daniel Bryan.
Oh, my God. You spoiled the entire show.
Especially since they want to do Daniel Bryan versus Cena at Money in the Bank. I don't know what that means for Ryback. Maybe they'll... I don't know. I honestly don't know what that means for Ryback.
It means he's a jobber and he'll be dancing in 6 months.
I don't know. I don't think he'll be... I don't know. He'll probably...
I'm telling you. He's going to be dancing by the end of the year.
Yeah, but...
They're going to have a dance-off. He's going to be in it.
But,
He's going to break dance and they're going to say that that's called the Ryback. I'm telling you.
But yeah, so it will be Cena versus Ryback. Cena will be picking up the win. It should be a good match. I mean, the first stage is a lumberjack match. The second,
come on, that shit's stupid.
The second stage is a tables match, and a third stage is an ambulance match.
You know, Ryback's winning the second one.
Yeah, because they've been hyping him up, putting people through tables and shit. So he'll win that one. But it'll be interesting to see, and then how they. It'll be more interesting on Raw to see how they try to throw Daniel Bryan in the mix. But yeah, so that's...
Who's David Bryan?
Daniel... Geez, Daniel Bryan. But anyway, that's the payback card. That's our predictions. We'll see if we're accurate or if we just don't know shit. But yeah, let's get into some news real quick. Vince McMahon was furious.
As usual.
This past week about the low Raw rating.
Because, you know, they're really going to get thrown off TV with that one occurrence of a low rating.
Yeah, it was said to be furious when the Raw rating 2 weeks ago came in so low after going head-to-head with the Game 7 in the NBA playoffs. The one I'm reading says that many in WWE feared for their jobs due to word going around that McMahon was putting the blame for the low number on his product and not the stiffer-than-usual competition from the basketball game. Word going around is Vince was naive to the fact that Miami Heat were as big a draw as they are, and the feeling was that McMahon felt Indiana isn't a major market, so the Pacers shouldn't have been a popular team either.
Oh, God forbid that people start watching other actual sports and not fucking wrestling. Dude, when you play out wrestling, people don't want to watch it. The NBA's getting their revenge. Remember
and also,
in 1999? 1999, whatever it was.
Yeah.
They fucking beat out the NBA. They got a 7 rating on Raw.
Yeah.
They killed the NBA. It was on the front. It was on the page of the, I think, the Daily Times the next day. It had the 3 top NBA players, and they had Foley, Rock, and Austin. And in the fucking middle of the paper, it was the front page of the newspaper. It said 7.0, wrestling kills the NBA.
Yeah.
So, you know, NBA's just getting their revenge.
And, you know, also the NHL is going on right now, so...
McMahon needs to take his head out of his ass. There's more to life than fucking wrestling.
Yeah, that's true.
And I understand that he doesn't think of it like that because it's a business and he's got to run it.
Yeah.
But, dude, you got to, like, get out of the fucking bubble at least once.
Yep, I agree.
You know?
But, anyway, so yeah, Vince smarten up.
Vince should ask himself, why do I like the NFL? Because he's a big football guy.
Yeah.
Obviously, you like the NFL because it's something different, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, other people have different interests. And you're not in a fucking war with WCW. You know what I mean? It's not like people
are going to tune in on Monday to see what's going on. No.
People say, okay, wrestling's on Mondays. You know, who cares if it's on? It's just wrestling.
Yeah.
They're going to go and watch this shit.
But yeah, it's like I'm a huge Yankee fan. If there was, you know, a Yankee playoff game on at the same time as Raw.
And you know what? Here's the fucking problem with your product, WWE. They're not listening, but I'm just saying. You put the same shit on every week. Raw is the same exact shit until the pay-per-view, which is also the same. And then the next night you start different feuds, but then the next pay-per-view is a rematch from the other pay-per-view. Nobody wants to see that shit. Maybe if you had different things going on, you know?
Yeah.
How many weeks have they had the Daniel Bryan versus Shield match? Like 3 or 4 weeks in a row, right?
Yeah.
It's a great match, but how many times could you fucking see it?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that one because I could go on about that. But
that's like if they did Stone Cold and Mike Tyson every Monday night until WrestleMania. You'd be fucking burned out by WrestleMania. You'd be like, fuck this shit. Like, we've seen it already.
Yeah. But, so,
he needs to question his own pride. He needs to actually, like, take a look at what the hell is going on. Like, personally, and not listen to anybody, and say, you know what? These are great matches, but we can't do this shit every week.
Yeah. But anyway, moving on to the next little news story. It was Paul Heyman. It has to do with Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman responded to Dixie Carter. A few weeks ago, we talked about Dixie Carter wanting to do a TNA versus WWE event. She would love to do it, and said she'd be great for the business. And Paul Heyman was asked about that in a recent interview with DigitalSpy.com to promote the Payback pay-per-view. And this was his response. He said, I'm sure that Dixie Carter would love to do a WWE versus TNA pay-per-view. Why wouldn't she? A friend of mine who has way too much time on his hands just started a new beverage company here in the United States. He would like to do a global promotion with Coca-Cola. I don't suggest that Coca-Cola would be profitable having to do a global co-promotion with the so-called soda company. In the same way, it would make no sense for WWE with 95% global share to do an event with TNA with its 5% global market share. And that was his end quote. And it's pretty much he's saying that, you know, everybody would love to do with something with WWE, but she's pretty much telling her face it, Dixie. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, it's but not. You know what? Why would she think it happened? She fucking sued them last year, you know?
I think she just says shit to keep her name in the fucking the headlines,
yeah,
honestly.
You know why she said it? So people like us would talk about it.
Yeah.
And then WWE people would listen to it and be like, there's TNA, what's that?
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. You know, Dixie has no idea what she's talking about, and Paul Heyman's exactly right.
If they wanted to do TNA versus WWE, WWE wouldn't fucking fire half the guys that are in TNA right now.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. But, anyway, yeah, so moving on to the next story here before we get into some other smaller news, and then we'll go straight into the viewer mail. Bully Ray.
Now, we talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about this. What was it? Episode 2.
Yeah,
it was like the first or second episode, one of the first like three episodes. We talked about it. That Perry mentioned that in a few months, the Hulk Hogan would be going up against Bully Ray for the title, and well, that's pretty much what's happening right now. Hulk Hogan is getting ready for another run. Apparently, and it will be going up against Bully Ray. What pay-per-view is it?
Fucking Bound for Glory.
Bound for Glory, yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like Hogan's Glory Days.
Yeah.
That sounds like an old people's movie, Bound for Glory. What the
hell
is that?
Yeah, it does. It sounds like an old people taking care of their dogs.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why. It just seems like a weird...
Well, yeah, Bully Ray's in his late 40s, so it's an old guy taking care of a dog, Hogan.
But yeah, so I mean, it's, you know, again, it's the same old shit. I don't
realize Hogan winning the title is not going to do anything.
No, it's not going to do shit. I mean, if it was going to do anything, the only way it would do something if Hogan was already making a ratings impact without the title.
He's going to make a sex tape with the belt.
Yeah.
Don't
give him any ideas. Please don't. I've already seen his hand like blown off. I don't want to see.
That's how he's going to win the title. He can't do the leg drop, so he's going to stick his hand in Bully Ray's face.
He's going to bring. He's going to bring out
Bully
his.
Ray's going to say, "I quit."
He's going to bring out a. He's going to bring out his faulty radiator. Just have it explode ringside.
Yeah, it'll kill aces and eights.
But
how amazing is this storyline? Bully Ray marries his daughter.
Oh my god!
Talks about their sex life. Yep. And then humiliates her and Hogan. And then the only way to make this right is for Hogan to challenge him and win the title. Because you know on TNA, Hogan's going to be like, I'll give Bully Ray props, brother, for losing the title to me. It's okay what he did to my daughter, but I have the title now, so we're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Why is old man Hogan This guy should have had his last run in WWE and retired already. He could have been like Undertaker. He could have came out once a year for WrestleMania and just challenged the younger guys.
Yeah.
And he kept a legend up of Hulkamania.
But no, he wanted to come in and...
Randy Orton calls him out. Be like, you know, I'm bigger than WrestleMania. And then Hulk Hogan comes out and he's like, well, then let's do it. And then another year, yeah. Daniel Bryan, I'm bigger than fucking wrestling, period. Hulk Hogan comes out. Let's do it. You know, once a year.
Yeah.
Like Undertaker. Although Undertaker is, he's got the streak going on, but Hogan has the legacy. When you think of Hulkamania, you think of WrestleMania.
Yeah. You know?
That's why Hulk Hogan really doesn't work in other companies. That's why WCW had to turn him heel. Because Hulk Hogan was not working there.
Yeah.
When people hear Hulk Hogan, they think of the WWE. So,
exactly. So
I don't think Hulk Hogan, like, I think he understands that, but I think he's just following the money. And when you follow the money, you're kind of ruining what you have, you know?
Yeah. And, yeah, it's not going to make a difference, honestly.
I don't even think he cares.
No, he doesn't care.
When it's all said and done, how many people are going to remember TNA?
Not a lot.
TNA is definitely not going to be a blip like WCW was.
No.
WCW was... They had a lot of great matches in WCW. A lot of people remember that. And they're always going to remember that. TNA, nobody cares about that shit.
Yeah.
They don't make it memorable.
Yeah.
TNA is like WWE guys stuck in purgatory. That's all it is. It's like the purgatory of wrestling.
Pretty much, or the old folks' home of wrestling.
Yeah, the old folks' home, and AJ Styles and Bobby Roode, they're the orderlies, and they got to take care of these old people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the old people rebelling. One day they line up, they got their bedpans, they knock the guys over the head with them, and fucking run the nursing home themselves. They throw them in a closet.
Oh, God.
The orderlies.
But yeah, that's gonna do it for the big news stories. Nothing else much really went on. There was some small little things, but nothing too major. But yeah, I mean, I guess we could just jump into viewer mail. I know Perry said we had some.
I think we have one question, but it's a few questions from Daryl Doth again. Thank you, Daryl. He followed the mailbag instructions successfully.
Yeah, by the way, the sending your questions, it's a cheappoppodcastyt@gmail.com. Do I have that correct?
Yes, you do.
Okay, that's where you send your viewer mail, cheappoppodcastyt@gmail.com. I'll also have a link above this player to the email, so you can send it right there.
The website real quick, just to make sure we didn't get any new ones. But his question is, hey guys, I got two what-if questions on Triple H, Hunter Hearst, Big Nose, Helmsy. Now, back in 2001, WWE had WCW and ECW Invasion angle. If Triple H never got invaded. If Triple H never got injured in 2001,
yeah.
Where do you see Triple H played out in this whole angle with Team WWF versus the Alliance? Now remember, Triple H is a former WCW alumni. Would he have wrestled under the name John Paul Levesque back in 94?
What? No,
Here's the thing. Triple H and Austin were supposed to tag team. They even had like a Marilyn Manson theme song made for them.
Yeah.
They never got to use it because Triple H got hurt. I think that if Triple H was never taken out, you'd have Austin and him collide at some point.
Yeah.
And Austin would definitely go WCW. And Triple H would stay WWE. And Triple H would probably be a face.
Yeah.
Much as I don't like the guy. But,
no, he would definitely be one of the head people.
Him and Undertaker and all them, yeah.
Yeah, he would definitely be one of the head people of WWE. Yeah, that's a no-brainer, I think. But yeah, it's kind of weird that he wasn't involved in that angle.
Well, he was hurt.
Yeah, I know that, but it's like it's kind of like I forget sometimes that he was hurt back then during that whole time.
Hey, it was a great show. Without him, it was great.
But now, is there a second part to the question, or
that was the entire thing? I think, right? Let me see.
You said there was like
two. Oh, okay. Last question. Oh well, we didn't answer. I don't think he would change his name.
No, he wouldn't change his name, though.
No, there's no way.
No.
WWE built him up as Triple H. That's why it's a gay name, but that's why he stuck with it.
Yeah.
Last question. Almost the same question. If Triple H never got injured back in 2001, what if Triple H joining the NWO in 2002 after Hulk Hogan leaving the group? The group consists of Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, X-Pac, Shawn Michaels, and Triple H. Would Triple H not do great the leader for the NWO at the time? I actually talked about this with somebody on Facebook or something the other day.
Yeah.
That's ironic. Anyway.
What, if Triple H was in the NWO?
Yeah, I think it was Jesus. I was talking to him about it. No, this is what they were going to do.
Okay.
They were going to have Triple H join the NWO. That's why they got rid of Booker T.
Yeah.
Then Triple H would wear the shirt. He'd be part of the NWO. And then you would have Shawn Michaels and Triple H. The fuck did I say happened? It was supposed to be like they would feud. It would be Nash and Triple H feuding on what side to take.
Oh, okay.
They would get in like a big headbutting type situation. And yeah, it would be Shawn going with Triple H. And it would be Nash and Big Show and X-Pac. But then they would have X-Pac join DX. But then at like a tag team, at the pay-per-view, you would have the NWO versus DX. But during the pay-per-view, right before the pinfall, X-Pac would turn on DX. That's what they were supposed to do.
That's interesting.
And they just never got around to doing it because Nash got hurt. Mm. And X-Pac, they got rid of him while they had a chance to do it. And that was it.
Yeah.
That's why Shawn Michaels had to come back out of retirement.
Wow.
He was eventually going to come back anyway. But it was better the way it happened because it was more emphasis on Shawn Michaels and not, you know, DX and NWO.
Okay. So pretty much that was it. That's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah, he was supposed to join in 2002.
Wow.
Because they would go up to him. I think it was during a pay-per-view or something. They went up to him and they were like, "You need any help out there, just throw up the hand signal."
Oh, yeah, no, I do remember that. I do remember that.
So people were like, "Oh, no, well, they're going to keep asking him until he gets annoyed, then they're going to feud." No, that wasn't the deal. The deal was Triple H was going to join. There would be a headbutting between him and Nash, probably on who would be the leader.
Yeah.
And they would go back to DX. X-Pac would be the wild card because he was in both.
Okay.
And eventually go back with Nash. Because Big Show, even though he's NWO, you know, it's better to have two actual NWO guys that are, like, close. Like the Click guys.
Yeah.
That's what their plan was. From what I've heard, that's what the plan was. To do DX and NWO.
Wow.
But, and then some shitty rumor got out that Cena was joining DX against Hall and Nash in Survivor Series in 2006.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, no, it's so stupid. That was some bullshit.
That's how rumors get started on the internet nowadays. But
we have another question.
Oh, we do?
Yes. From Chris Romeo. Who do you think is going to be the next gen superstar?
Does he mean just like the next top guy?
Why don't we answer both? Next top guy and next guy who you think should come up.
Okay. Next top guy, face of the company kind of guy or whatever. I'm going on a limb here. I don't know when it's gonna happen, but it at one point it's gonna be Daniel Bryan.
Face of the company?
I think so.
It'd be face of the company.
It could happen. I'm honestly thinking that this guy is gonna be making money for this company.
He's actually holding these guys down.
I mean, in a way he is, but I mean, I think
he's going to be the face till he's there, till he leaves.
But yeah, you know? But I mean, who knows how long Cena's going to be there, honestly. And who knows how? I mean, I don't even know how long Brian's going to be there. But I'm just saying, from what I'm seeing, right now, and my assessments on, I think it's going to be Brian. He's going to make that company a shit ton of money.
Cena's going to stay there longer than Triple H.
Well, yeah, but
he's
then
gonna
that's
going to marry one of Triple H's daughters.
What, at age like 8?
What?
What? He's going to marry? Like he's going to wait around until his daughter's 18?
No, he'll be 50. She'll be 18. It'll be legal, and that'll be that. Then he'll run WWE. Telling you, it's going to happen.
Oh my God. But
guys
but,
like this never go around. I mean, never go away.
And who else do now? For who I want to be brought up and into the, you know, onto the main
who
roster?
Who do you think's going to be brought up to the main roster and make it big?
Now, I'm not going to go face a company big with this guy, but I'm going to say my man Cassius Ohno, a.k.a. Chris Hero, who's down in developmental right now. He is extra talented. They're high on him. He could be getting called up sometime in the summer, they're saying. So, yeah, I'm picking him.
I'll say face of the company-wise, I don't know. See, if it was CM Punk, he'd be already, and he's really not. Because you got to get rid of Cena. I think if there was no John Cena, CM Punk would be the face.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because
he's the number two guy. So if Cena wasn't there, he'd definitely be the top.
Cena's like Hulk Hogan. Punk is like Macho Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only Cena's not trying to get with Punk's girl. So like legit, not like a storyline. I really don't know who the face of the company would be or the next gen superstar. I think Roman Reigns has a lot of hidden potential that
that's
hopefully we'll see.
That's another guy.
Because Roman, that guy, you might call him big and flimsy in the ring, but he's a big fucking guy, man. And he's got the look. He's got everything going for him. He's got everything.
Yeah.
You know? So I think Roman Reigns is going to be a big player. As far as guys coming up, I really don't know who the hell's down there. I just know Chris Hero is a guy that's been down there for a long time. And by them keeping him down there, it's like every day they don't have something different to give the fans.
Yeah.
But I'll say Chris Hero. I mean, I really don't know the guy. I only saw him on the Punk DVD, but you know.
Yeah, there's a few of his matches on YouTube from down in like NXT or whatever, and he's doing some really good shit down there. So just be on the lookout. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I think CM Punk, him being the face of the company,
mm-hmm.
is what Vince McMahon would like because it's showing that, hey, we give younger talent, we give them opportunity to become something like CM Punk. Even though Punk had to, you know, shoot somebody basically.
And also it makes the company look better after all the shit that was being thrown at them for them being, you know, they're only pushing big guys and, you know, guys that are on roids and then you got, if you had, you know, a drug-free, alcohol-free, smaller guy who was the face of the company, it would definitely make Vince be like, oh, see, look, you know, we don't have a bunch of, you know, Batistas running around as the face of the company.
Well, they're going back to the shades of 95, 96, Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels type deal.
Yeah.
They're keeping the big guys around, like Triple H and all them, but hopefully he's there to enhance talent. Which, from the past month, I've not been seeing that at all. I can understand that, yes, he's doing a program with Curtis Axel to help get people to know who the hell he is.
Yeah.
But, dude, you also gotta, like, let the guy win. So people can say, hey, that guy is a winner, you know? I'll be behind that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he did the job for Shelton Benjamin twice. And what happened to that guy? They didn't even fucking use them. All the young guys from 10 years ago aren't even there anymore. You realize that?
Yeah.
Who's there?
That's the sad truth.
Cena and somebody else I mentioned before when we were talking off the air.
Orton.
That's it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, you're right.
All their guys. Carlito, Chris Masters, Shelton Benjamin, Charlie Haas, and a handful of other guys. Where the fuck are they?
They're
Chris
all
Masters. That was, oh my God. Watching, the guy's a nice guy. But watching the shit that they were doing with him on Raw every week, who can break thou my Lester lock? Like, what? Open your fucking mouth when you talk. And then you see people sitting in a chair every week. And it took, like, fucking 3 years for somebody to break his master lock.
When Chris Masters was during his first run, I did not like him at all. I thought he was shit in the ring. I thought he had a shitty character.
He's a nice person.
But when he came back, in the ring,
he's just horrible. Or he was horrible.
Yeah, when he came back a second time around, he improved a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a shame.
Well, he was more, let's say, lighter. And he was more.
Yeah, he improved a lot. He was putting on some really good matches, but he just never got a fair shot, honestly.
No, I don't think he did.
No, but
it's a shame, too, because when that TMZ thing happened, they should have picked him up.
Another young guy that's gone that I just popped into my head, MVP. That's another young guy they could have done something with.
Yeah, but I'm talking about guys from, like, the early 2000s that...
Well, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, he could be considered a young guy. Him and Kennedy, even though Kennedy fucked himself over.
Kennedy kind of fucked himself over. That was his fault.
Screwed himself over. That guy's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you look at all these young guys that they built up in the 2000s.
Yeah.
The early 2000s, none of them are there.
Nope.
Cena and Orton, big deal.
Yeah.
Nobody else is fucking there. Rey Mysterio doesn't count because he's been wrestling for 100 years. And even that guy's not even there.
Yeah, but whatever. But that's it for the questions?
That's it for the questions, I believe.
Well, thank you for sending in the questions, the two people who did. And again, if you want to send in your questions to the Cheap Pop Podcast, send them into cheappoppodcastyt@gmail.com. I'll put a link in the post where this episode is on the site.
One more thing real quick.
Okay.
About Sin Cara. Last week I said, and I got to mention something that happened at Target.
All right.
I completely forgot about it when we were talking.
Okay.
Go back to that real quick. I went to Target last week. I'm looking for a toy because one of my friends, it was her kid's birthday. So I'm looking in the toy aisle. I see WWE toys. I see Sin Cara with... And I've seen this picture online. I thought it was Photoshopped. Sin Cara with the fucking sling on his arm. And Rey Mysterio. It's the two superstar bundle pack or whatever.
Yeah.
Sin Cara had the sling on his arm. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding? Like, that's real? I thought somebody Photoshopped that when I saw it online. And then I actually saw it in the store. I should have bought it, but I was like, you know, I'm not doing that.
Oh, man. That's ridiculous.
They're just making fun of that guy.
If anything, you should put fucking Rey Mysterio on, like, crutches, because he hurts his knee every goddamn week.
He should come with crutches. Then he can use them as weapons. Give him the, like, go on eBay and buy, like, Diamond Dallas Page toys. And give him the crutches to beat people up with.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it. Just something that I forgot to mention. Well, I kind of mentioned it last week, but I just never talked about it, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, give your plugs, and then I got something to ask you after this, while we're recording.
All right. I'll give the few plugs right here. Twitter.com/CheapPopPodcast. Go over there. Follow us on there. Facebook.com/CheapPop. Go over there. Like us. What else? YouTube.com/CheapPop Podcast. Go over there, subscribe. There's already some people who already subscribed. For those who did and followed our instructions last week, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I asked you people to please migrate over. Even people on my YouTube channel, you guys migrated over, and I want to thank you very much.
Yeah, so if you haven't subscribed, and go over there right now and subscribe if you want to listen to the show through YouTube. Subscribe on iTunes. Type in Cheap Space Pop Space Podcast on iTunes. As of right now, the logo is still the red and black logo, CP. That will be changing probably by the end of the weekend, I would think. Because I got a whole new, you know, as you can tell, I got a whole new color scheme on the site. Logo, you know, whatever. It's a whole new identity for the site. It's bigger. It's, you know, it's going to be better. And, let me know what you think. Give me feedback about the site. You can give it to me on Twitter, Facebook, wherever, however you can get in touch with me. Just let me know. And if you think there's some changes that need to be made, you know, let me know. Don't come in and say, oh, you suck, and, you know, go jump off your fucking house. or whatever, then
yeah,
I'm going
to... Yeah, we're too old to do that. At least
I
am.
So, but yeah, just constructive criticism again. I'm all for constructive criticism. So yeah, just let me know what you think. And now, Perry, what were you going to mention?
Xbox One or PS4?
Whew.
Fans want to know.
PS4.
Some fans can complain about your answers.
PS4, if I'm going on what I'm hearing, I mean, I don't hate Xbox. Like I said, I've said before, I think that they both have their ups and they both have their downs. The price point, you know, even though it's not that much, it's $100 cheaper. I mean, $100 is a lot of money that's cheaper. So, I mean.
Yeah, but it comes with a camera.
Well, they both come with the camera, right?
Nope.
Wait, what are you talking about? Wait. Xbox One comes with the Kinect.
Yeah.
And PS4 comes with whatever the fuck they got, right?
Nope.
Okay, well then I don't give a shit about the camera.
Well, me neither, but I'm just saying, like, that's why it's an extra 100 for
Xbox. Oh yeah, true, but and plus it's got more features or whatever, but
yeah, a lot of TV shit.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, I would just go with the PS4 if I'm just going based on that. I'm gonna wait anyway, probably till the price drops. So I'm not gonna get it when they first come out. That's just me though, because I'm a broke ass college student. But you know, so
I'm getting both.
I heard you're getting both. So you'll have to. Well, that's another thing. We're gonna be, you know, you guys are gonna be doing the game complainers. We're gonna start putting them up on the site.
Well, we recorded last night, and it's already up on YouTube.com. The Game Complainers. The Game Complainers.
Yeah.
You'll see our older podcast. We don't have a logo or anything yet.
I'm making you a logo. I'm making you a logo as we speak. Oh, and I'm also making a banner for the Cheap Pop YouTube, too.
Make a banner for the Game Complainers.
Oh, yeah. No, I will. And, yeah, because I was brainstorming stuff like that, too. I got to run it by Aunt or whatever, who does the podcast with Perry, my brother. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for this episode of the Cheap Pop Podcast. Let me know what you think about the new CheapPop.net. Send me your feedback. Big things are coming on the site. And Val Venus is going into the Hall of Fame, apparently. anyway, I'm... this has been episode 15 of the Cheap Pop Podcast. I'm Nick.
I'm Perry.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. Take it easy. Later.